The development of not only cars, but roads themselves has improved safety and lessened highway fatalities. But in the 1920s, building a mile-long bridge over the nation's longest river and putting a curve in the middle of it didn't seem like a bad idea. The story of that historic span is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's simply known as the Chain of Rocks Bridge.
It's an old steel bridge built back in 1929. A lot of people think it was the first crossing of 66 into Missouri from Illinois, but it's not. 66 started in 26.
Jerry Law knows the route well through Illinois and Missouri, including this old span that crosses the Mississippi River just above St. Louis. When it was built, loss of life on the job site was just a given.
They were predicting at least 10 lives would be lost, where it was only one. So it turned out to be a successful job as far as that part.
The bridge closed to traffic in the late 1960s. One of the most unique parts of the over mile-long bridge was a 22-degree curve in the middle of the span.
Really, it's not a very good idea. But you have to remember, back in 1929, the cars were much narrower. Where they had problems was with the big trucks. When a semi would come around that curve, he took more than his lane. So you had to stop and wait and let the trucks go through.
The bridge's name comes from the rock ledges underneath the bridge that made this part of the river difficult to navigate. Today, a canal bypasses this part of the Mississippi River.
On a low day, you can see the chain of rocks as you're standing on the bridge. But instead of being a car bridge anymore or traffic, it's used for trail net, who allows bicycles and so forth to use it.
Pedestrians also may use it, and it has been open to cars on some special occasions over the years as well. Traveling the countryside in Madison, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.